When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday and good morning. Welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything turkey attack.
Jace. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And fungus?
And fungus. Jace and Lex and Holly. It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2023.
Where's John Madden's tough acting to acting? Yeah.
Where?
Is it a cream or a spray today?
A little of both for that fungus.
You need both.
Oh, it's not quite
is it
what
jock
you
itch?
Think. No.
Have it?
I don't have fungus. No, I don't have jock itch. You need to be a jock to have the itch.
That's
no.
Fungus, right?
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't have the. No, it's
you could
not
just be walking around and still get it.
Yeah, trust me, Lex, when I say for the second time, I don't have the jock itch. Okay,
oh, okay. Let's I just want to make sure.
I just want to be very clear on that.
My ex-boyfriend used to put Gold Bond medicated powder over his business during the summer.
Seriously?
Oh. He wasn't an athlete or anything, but I don't know.
See?
Chase.
Just wanted to, yeah.
Anyways,
keeps it dry.
Keeps it dry.
And soft.
Sure.
I'm imagining that's what it does.
Yeah. No, this isn't for the third time. I don't have fungus.
Oh, okay,
yay!
Good.
But
this is a story about fungus.
Okay.
It is just saying, it's a more of a just saying about people. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Time for Just Saying.
You got something you want to say?
I do. People are ridiculous, to quote my friend Alexis. Ridiculous. I come in this morning to the Fox building, and I sit down, as I do, with executive producer Jeff. And yes, we talk a little business, but it's mainly just a gossip session.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and he goes, Jason. I said, yes, Jeff. He goes, I debated telling you this. He goes, but I think it's funny, and I think you'll find it more funny than irritating. I said, oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What? So we got this email. So let me back up one more step. Kendall from The Jason Show was off. So the OG, the original, she was the producer of the show, actually. The original Shane Wells filled in yesterday. My buddy Shane.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I love Shane. So she's sitting there. We're at the beginning of the show. We're in our Hot Just segment. And we're talking about HBO's The Last of Us. And
oh, there's fungus in that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, she had great timing. She had delivered a great line. She lets me go on and on about how it's been renewed, how great it is, blah, 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 blah. And Shane, the camera went to Shane, and she deadpan, she goes, I don't need to watch this. I've already watched it. It's called The Walking Dead. Okay. And the studio audience laughed and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I look at her jokingly. You know, I ramped it up. I had my mouth agape, you know. I'm like, what? And I said, no, there are differences. I said, there are differences, fungus, because we had to go to break. Jeff was rapping me. So I went really quickly. I went, there are, you know, sassy. I looked at her, I go, there are differences, fungus.
fungus, fungus. And then we tossed a break.
Yeah.
Okay. So a woman wrote into us. A woman wrote to Jeff and to the big bosses and said, how dare Jason call Shane a fungus? I will never watch him. I will never listen to the radio show. I'm not even going to go to Disney World anymore. I'm not. How dare he call the lovely, that's what she said, the lovely Shane, how dare he call her a fungus? I thought, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
This is
lost in translation.
This is lost. This is when I think, this is the point where you think to yourself, should I just open a Dairy Queen franchise? Because the fact that
you weren't even saying fun guy.
I wasn't even, yeah. And even if I had jokingly ribbed her, people, please lighten up. Please, yeah. I've said it a million times. Please lighten up.
Yes.
My God. And the fact that even if I did jokingly call her a fun name, like a mushroom, I can't even believe this is coming out of my mouth. But even if I did, that is so egregious. You took the energy to write a show. And B, you're never going to watch again because I poked fun at a friend. Anyway, I just laughed. So Jeff goes, wow, you're laughing. I go, yes, because it's ridiculous. It is. I'm not mad about that. That's ridiculous.
So are you going to email this person?
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no,
okay.
No, no,
oh, okay.
No, no. Jeff did, though.
You're like, please rewatch.
Well, yeah. Jeff did to explain to her.
Yeah, okay, good. As long as someone maybe.
Yeah, legitimately what had transpired. Now, here's the rub of it.
Yours might have been like, have a great summer.
Oh, yeah.
Too good to be forgotten.
Yeah. Lex is right. My response would have been a little more tart.
What are you talking about? Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Mine would have been a little bit more jabby, a little bit more rigid. Rigid.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Love Jason.
Love Jason. No, my best.
Oh, yeah. My best.
That's Jason. Right. I wish you health and happiness in the new year. Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, so for the record, I did not refer to my colleague as a fungus. It's a reference to the show.
Oh, of course.
The Last of Us. But
I'm learning
some
fun things about fungus. Did you know that there's four divisions? Citrides, bread molds, yeasts and sac fungi, and club fungi. And they reproduce sexually.
Oh, yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix called Fantastic Fungi. And here's the deal. If that person had actually known about mushrooms, she would have been like, that is a compliment. Because mushrooms and fungi are incredible.
They are.
See, thank you, Holly. I should have had you write the email back to the woman.
Where can I watch Fantastic Fungi?
Have a nice summer.
Have a nice summer. Love.
Yes. I'm looking for that documentary.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Fantastic Fungi. Okay. It's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
And it's a fascinating look at mushrooms and fungus.
And there's alliteration. I really love that.
And I mean that so in much, the Holly. Most sincere
yes.
way possible.
It's probably popular now because of the show. I'm not kidding. I'm sure more people learn about it.
Yes!
Hell, I want to watch
it
now.
I'm going to put a link up on our show page if you missed that.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Holly has a scoop. People are already gunning for TJ and Amy Robach's job at ABC. Plus, Alexis watched You People, speaking of Netflix. That and more when we return.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name?
A yellow fruit.
Orange.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I'll say it again. I don't care how long we're on the air. That will never not be funny.
Nope.
That will be funny until the day I die.
Yeah.
Name a yellow fruit. Orange.
Orange.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. entertaining folks since 2008. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts, queen of the cats and the fungus.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I like it.
Lex has a review of You People on Netflix. But first, people are already circling. The vultures are circling. Caw-caw, caw-caw, over the TJ Holmes, Amy Robach job. Right, Holly? Who's what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. TJ Holmes, Amy Robach, old and busted. They're out dry humping each other on the street in Los Angeles.
Yep.
So now...
I finally saw those pictures, by the way, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah, very. Well, now the hot goss over at ABC News, according to Page Six, is who is going to take over their anchor chairs at GMA3? The vultures are circling.
Oh, I bet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, DeMarco Morgan and Rhiannon Alley have been filling in during the negotiations for TJ Holmes and Amy Robach to leave GMA3. But apparently, people inside ABC News are not really thrilled about that. A source tells Page Six that people are upset that others haven't had much of a chance.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. The news business is rough. It's not a democracy. It's not always fair.
It's a cheerocracy. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
ABC News correspondents like Stephanie Ramos, co-anchors of Good Morning America Weekend Edition, Whit Johnson and Janine Norman. Apparently are all names that want a shot at this anchor desk for GMA3.
Oh, yeah, girl, please. They were circling before the disillusion contract was signed.
Oh, yeah, I get me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you guys are producers, would you hire from within or would you find someone else?
For a show like GMA3, and what I mean by that is it's not the highest of high priorities, I would hire from within.
Yeah.
You want to keep the morale up, and they have a good bench at ABC News. They have a good number of young correspondents that could do well there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste going out of the house for that show. I mean, come on, it's GMA3, for heaven's sake.
Right.
The show can't even have a whole name. It has to go be by brief.
What is it?
Yes. GMA3.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ABC News has been tinkering with that time slot for years.
For years.
Oh, yeah. And what to do. Gosh.
For years. Yeah. And they just gave up. That's why, again, it's like that Chinese buffet that I saw in Apple Valley one time, just named Chinese buffet.
Yep. I am what I am.
Let's come on, kids. Let's go to the Chinese buffet.
What's
it called? Chinese buffet.
So, you know what? We'll see who's going to be manning a GMA3 probably relatively quickly. I think that ABC News wants to move on from this and get on with their lives.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they make a decision pretty quickly.
They do.
This is not the Daily Show, you know? Guest stars and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, or Kelly Lee and Michael Lee when Michael Lee left. You know, you can't stretch that damn.
Oh
thing,
my gosh, how long did that last?
A year, like a full season.
Wow.
And Jeopardy too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
No, GMA4. Wrap it up. Just wrap it up. Come
four.
Five,
are we adding an hour?
We're adding an hour now to GMA. Let's do a big fat movie review.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Talk to us, Lex.
All right, I watched You People on Netflix. And I guess it's a reimagining of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner from the late 60s. It's the same premise. Two young people fall in love and they have to meet the parents. And the parents there's lots of tension there. They're interracial and, figuring out, how they will cohabitate, I guess, as a family, let alone, how they're going to the actual wedding ceremony, like who will officiate and things like that. Jonah Hill, he actually wrote it and he stars in it. He looks old in it. I'm just going to put
really?
That out. Wow. He has like this longer hair that's bleached and it's like greased down. And then he's super tan, like tan mom tan. So it's a little bit...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.
At least I was like, I saw him. I was like, oh, wow, Jonah Hill. Okay. All right. He's 35 in the film and he falls in love with Amira, played by Lauren London. She's black, he's Jewish. And so the parents are hilarious. His parents are played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus and David Duchovny. And there is a moment when Jonah Hill's character's name is Ezra. When Ezra brings Amira home to meet the parents, and David Duchovny, guys, I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Really?
It's so embarrassing and so hilarious. You have massive she, secondhand embarrassment, like we always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The entire time, and vice versa, when he meets her parents, who are played by Nia Long and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, how is Eddie in this?
Oh my gosh. You know, him.
He's Eddie. Come on.
Yes. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, they're just naturals.
Very.
It's legends. Just,
they're legends. Rhea Perlman is in this. We have, let's see, there was some other, like, Mike Epps is in this as well. Lots of comedians who, Devin Cole, Lala, Anthony, she's in this too. So there's some familiar faces. You're like, oh, wow, cool, fun. So the other thing that I really liked about it, it's a rom-com. So yeah, there's hilarious moments, but also there's some real conversations. Like it gets real with conversations that interracial couples and families need to go through. And granted, it's hyped and heightened in many ways because they're trying to tell, you know, a story that's going to be entertaining. But there's a lot of truth bombs in there. And maybe for me, you know, I am biracial. I am married to another race person. So there were, you know, there's things that kind of resonated, maybe might be different, you know, for other people. But you know, some of the anxieties you're already meeting the family and then, you know, other cultural differences that you have. So in that way, I was just, wow, this is great. They make fun of people who have podcasts, which, you know, is, you'll love that, Jason.
Everybody has a podcast,
yes. And yeah, there's just some really laugh out loud moments. There were some touching moments. Like it just, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. I'm you people watch it on Netflix.
See, you made me... It got middling reviews, but yeah, you liking it makes me want to watch it.
It's not getting the best reviews. And,
no,
and I understand there's some stuff where you're like, ooh, like you cringe, your butt clenches. Some of the conversations that are happening
are hard
because it's real. You've seen them. Granted, it's extreme. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because I love the cast.
My husband loved it too. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I mean, come on. And you liking it? Yeah, I want to watch this.
And Rhea Perlman. And like just to see like people that you haven't, you know, seen for a while. It's just fun. Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, go ahead and download the newest episode of Two Fairy Cups.
Yes! What'd you guys talk about this
no,
week?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. But go download the newest episode of Two Fairy
no,
Godfathers.
No,
no, it's no, it is. It's the series. It's we're recording a new one next week. We do it bi-weekly, but this one is the Is It Worth It series.
That's right.
We tell you different experiences. Is it worth the extra money? Find us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts, and hit that subscribe button. And thanks in advance for those 5-star reviews. It helps. When we come back, it's one of our favorite new games. Is it a racehorse? Is it a rock band? Or is it a porn? When yes, we return.
Georgia.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Everything Family Matters. I'm Jace, Lex, and Holly. Coming up in a half hour, day two of the My Talk Awards. Who's invading our show today? Who do we have?
We have Donna, Julia, and Dawn.
Oh, Donna. We'll probably still have to repent for not picking her in the
niche
date
or
dabble. Yeah. Whoops.
I'm never doing that with coworkers again. We should have learned when we... Remember we discussed who we'd eat first on an island?
Yeah.
And we got in trouble?
Lex, we're always in trouble. It doesn't matter.
I know, but now I'm really going to learn.
Were people offended that they weren't going to be nibbled on first?
No, yes. That we... Yeah, or that we would pick them to eat first.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You it's know. Just a game.
It is.
They'll be fine. Speaking of games, it's time to play one of our favorite new games. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Racehorse, Rock Band, or Porn.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Holly and Alexis will work as a team.
Yep.
We're going to give you a name, and you have to tell me, is it a racehorse, a rock band, or a porn? And while you play this, you'll be listening to authentic porn music from the 80s. There we go. Here we go. First one. Racehorse, rock band, or adult film. Romping Texas 5.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Romping Texas 5.
Does that sound naughty?
It sounds naughty, Alexis, but it also sounds like a racehorse, meaning that there could be four other Romping Texases.
Right.
In is the this... past. Like, is it a number or a Roman numeral? We don't have the details.
Oh, right. Or does it spell out five?
Yeah.
Because then that could be a band.
Right.
I'm
going to go with racehorse.
Yeah. We're going to go with the horse. Jason, final answer.
Of course, of course. You're right.
Yeah!
It's a racehorse. Okay. Goat whore.
Oh, I hope that's not a porn.
It has to be a porn.
A goat whore?
Yes.
Maybe it's greatest of all time.
Or it could.
They acronymed it.
Yeah. Or Norwegian dark metal band. Let's go. You know what, Alexis? Let's go with the rock band.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, kind of Slipknot-esque, where they're like,
yeah, real.
Yeah, guttural.
Real deep guttural. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Okay. Rock band, final answer.
You're right.
Yeah!
It is, in fact, a rock band. Come and blow the horn.
Oh. I'm just thinking of the announcer of saying that horse name coming around the track. I mean, that has to be a porn, right?
It sounds like an Academy Award nominated film. Remember that best documentary that was nominated this year?
Oh, right. It was a bag of...
My year of...
Oh, my year of D's. That's right. I thought it was a bag. But you're right. It's a whole year.
That's a porn.
Yeah. What was it called again, Jason?
Come and blow the horn.
I mean, that's a porn, right?
You know what? I'll defer to you, Alexis.
Okay.
My instinct says racehorse, but let's go with porn.
Okay. Final answer, yeah. Jace.
Lex knows her adult films. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Blow the horn. Oh, my God.
A Merchant Ivory production.
That's right. It's from 1977. Not only is it an adult film, it's a classic.
Oh, wow.
Adult film. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Racehorse, rock band, or porn? Aphrodisia's Diary.
Oh, is that a band?
I think so.
That sounds like a cool band.
That does sound like a really cool band, Alexis.
Intimate lyrics.
Yes.
Final answer.
Intimate lyrics.
Yeah, we're going to be playing
your diary.
Like, yeah, like in a cool jazz club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going with rock band, Jace. Oh, dang.
No. It is a classic porn from the golden age of porn, according to this list. 1983.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the soft focus would have been...
Shoot.
Oh, chef's kiss.
Yeah, they're acting out all their fantasies that they write in their diary.
Alexis, you have potential to have a great side hustle. You're just writing these porn... porn movies right here.
I got the plot!
You got the plot.
Racehorse. Rock band. Porn. Gray Lily.
Gray Lily.
Gray Lily has to be a horse.
Yeah, the old gray mare.
Yeah, she ain't what she used to be.
Remember,
although
born for all ages.
Oh, that's true. I mean, Gray Lily.
Oh, like gray
look.
Hairs?
No, well, yeah, and yes, yes, and. I'm just saying, one time I Googled... Lilies.
What does lilies mean?
Of all
mean?
Types.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And some of them are gray.
Because it opens up?
No, Lex.
No, Lex. No, oh, God.
Wait. What's happening right now? What is happening?
It's not a garage door, Lex. I don't even have one, and I'm sure it's not how it works.
It's the development of the flower we were talking about.
Not my craftsman. Sorry. Alexis, one time I Googled vaginas and they all look different.
Yeah, thank God. They do? Wait, what? No.
They open up?
Wait, so are we going with a porn?
I want to go with the racehorse.
Is that what you're saying? I thought you were talking about something. Okay.
No, okay, we went on a journey.
Wow, we are going around the track. Racehorse, final answer.
Holly knows her racehorse. Wow. That's right.
Oh, yeah, the gray mare. She ain't what she used to be.
Okay, there we go. Racehorse, rock band, or porn, everyone.
It won by a leg.
Sure.
Isn't that what they say when within horse racing? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that, do they open up?
I don't know. What?
Do they open?
You're like, I Googled lilies. I'm thinking, oh.
Well, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
You gotta check your business.
Uh-huh.
Everybody is different.
Everyone is.
Everyone's lilies are different.
Yep.
Okay.
Take a mirror out once in a while.
Okay, we'll do it right after this. Stay with us. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. If you see the headlines about The Last of Us and you wonder if they are blowing things up or blowing things out of proportion or this is just a few excited fans. It's not that. The Last of Us is HBO's new huge, giant, ginormous hit based on the video game, debuted about 3 weeks ago about a pandemic. I don't want to give too much away, but that's basically it. This episode 3, lives up to all the headlines you're reading, all the tweets, all the blah, 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 all the social media hoopla. It is a perfect episode of television. And ooh, it's hard. I wanted to mention it, but it's also hard because you don't want to spoil anything. But it's everywhere, and I wanted to mention it. We watched it last night, and what I can say is Nick Offerman was so, well, the acting in the entire episode. Murray Bartlett, who was in White Lotus, and their perfection. Absolute.
Really?
Oh my God. I bawled my eyes out.
Oh, I haven't watched The Last of Us yet, but after reading about episode 3 and what a fantastic piece of television it is, I'm like, okay, I'm in. I will get to this episode just to watch it.
I
watched the first episode. I loved it. I still need to get back to the second. So,
yes.
You know, to fully get into the characters, because I heard that, well, you told me that watch the second one, because that was kind of a little disconnect for me, you know, just in terms of explaining things, but you can only do so much in a pilot, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm excited to keep going now.
You absolutely should.
Okay.
A Nick, such subtle, beautiful performances. And I like Nick Offerman, but this, oh my God. And they deviate, you know, this isn't giving anything away, but they, a little bit, they deviate. This is where they made the decision. It was interesting. Colin and I watched the after episode thing, which we never do, but we watched it, and you hear the creators talk about when and if they're, you know, going to deviate from the game, the source material, and their rationale, like, okay, we're only going to do it if X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And one of the rationale from the creator, he said, if it makes it better. He goes, if there's a better reason to X, Y, and Z, then we'll do it. And boy, this was a gamble, and they came up with aces. I mean,
so it really paid off.
Oh God. I loved it. I absolutely, when I think of modern times, we'll just take modern shows. There's a few episodes of television that I find like perfect. The series finale of Six Feet Under immediately comes to mind.
Yes.
That's just a perfect television hour.
So good.
The series season finale of season 4 of Dexter.
Oh yeah.
Is a perfect hour of television. There is an episode in season 5 of The Good Wife that has to do with Will, the character of Will. That is, yeah, or I'm sorry, no, it's before that. It's called Hitting the Fan. That's what the episode's called. And it's just, from directing to acting, it's just a perfect hour of TV.
Wow, so this is in line with those episodes?
Yep, sure is, Lex. And I'm not being Jace. I'm not. This is just, you can get better than this.
The emails are coming in. Jen says the last episode was so good. She said she cried too. John, totally agree about episode 3. It was the best episode of television I've seen in years. It was extraordinary.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I need to catch up.
They're all right. I mean, they're all right. It is so unbelievably. Yeah, Jen, I cried. And I love the character of Frank so much. Yeah, Jen, I'm right there with you. Y'all got to catch up just to watch episode 3. I'm not kidding.
Exactly. It's like I was on the fence about The Last of Us, but now,
Holly,
reading the reviews just to get to this episode, episode 3 of the show, I will commit to watching this show.
Yes. After this, for sure.
It's just the writing and the thought that went into this episode and the directing and how intimate it is against the backdrop of this very large action show. You know what I mean? About the apocalypse and fungus. And it takes it down without being detrimental to the show. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and it's good. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Holly.
Oh, I was just going to say, with a lot of these post-apocalyptic shows, things that are about violence and death and other things, to bring it back to the human element.
Yes.
To bring that kind of drama into it. These shows need that balance. And I'm glad that The Last of Us on HBO is doing that.
Mm-hmm. It does. Because it's one of those things where it's so bleak, it's so dark, that this is like, an opportunity to show that something beautiful, that's a good way to put it, something beautiful can grow even in those times. And it's this relationship that you will see. And it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't be so, look, it starts with a written word, so the writers. But then you immediately have to go to Nick Offerman and Murray Bartlett. They should absolutely be nominated when the time comes next year. And it was funny. Somebody read in here in the office that Megan Mullally, Nick's wife, Karen, obviously, Nick almost did not take this role.
Ooh, whoa.
And Megan read the script and said, you need to get on the plane immediately.
Bye. Like,
read the script a little more carefully. This script is superb. Get on the plane right now before they find somebody else.
Wow.
And it was Megan that said, no, Nick, this is going to be, and it is. Oof, Megan was right.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm doing today.
Yeah, please do, because I can't wait to talk to you guys about it tomorrow. Like, great. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. And my talkers, homework, go catch up and then join the conversation tomorrow.
Thanks for not spoiling it, because
I'm not saying anything. Well, anything away. No.
It was a great way to talk about it.
Thank you.
Without getting specific.
Oh. Okay, so coming up next.
All right, The Last of Us. Yes, The Last of Us.
You're writing a list of...
Oh, yeah. I got to write it down because, you know, in, out, gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who do we have coming in? We have Dawn.
Yep. Julia.
Julia.
And Donna.
Donna Valentine, who all three of us would marry. All three. I just want to go on the record.
Oh, my gosh. Dabble, marry, date, all of it.
Get real estate together.
Oh,
that's right. We would never, ever ditch Donna Valentine.
No.
I mean, don't go back and listen to last week's show, but we would never, ever, ever ditch Donna Valentine. We just want to be very clear before she comes in the studio and makes Alexis uncomfortable. Just to be very clear. That's right. Yeah. It is the second day of the My Talk Awards right here on My Talk. As the ladies just said, we're going to be joined by Dawn McClain. We're going to be joined by Julia. And we're going to be joined by Donna Valentine with three new categories. It is, I don't know what the category is.
Actress of the Year, Movie of the Year, and Most Valuable Celebrity Movie or Television.
Thank you for saving me there, Lex.
Mm-hmm, I got you.
So go get some champagne. Go get a little mimosa. Go get both, some shrimp. And we'll be back right after this. It's a beautiful day.